Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia has accused Ukraine of shooting down a military transport plane, killing 65 Ukrainian POWs aboard, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The defense ministry says Ukrainian forces shot down the plane, killing all 74 people aboard, including the prisoners of war, who were to be swapped. Video of the crash posted on social media showed a plane falling from the sky in a snowy rural area and a massive ball of fire erupting where it apparently hit the ground. The Associated Press has not so far confirmed who was on board or other details on what brought the plane down. Throughout the war, Russia and Ukraine have traded conflicting accusations, and establishing the facts has often been difficult. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations said on Wednesday Israeli tanks struck a huge UN compound in Gaza sheltering displaced Palestinians, causing mass casualties, but Israel denied its forces were responsible and suggested U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas may have launched the shelling. The attack, which the UN said hit a training center housing 30,000 displaced people in Khan Yunis, southern Gaza's main city, prompted rare outright condemnation from the United States. Thomas White, director of Gaza Affairs for the UN agency UNRWA, said two tank rounds hit one of the center's buildings where some 800 displaced people were sheltering, and at least 9 people were killed and 75 wounded. Palestinians gathered at the site of an Israeli airstrike on Rafah, southern Gaza, on Wednesday and helped recover bodies from the rubble. The area on the border with Egypt is crammed with more than half of the Gaza Strip's 2.3 million people displaced by the fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas. Palestinian health officials said at least 25,700 Gaza